Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Sun Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by M3 Wireless, your best choice for internet service in the thumb of Michigan with low-income plans, priced as low as $40 a month. For more information, go to m3isp.com. Hanson Ali Smith, 26, was sentenced on October 27th after previously pleading guilty to one count of false pretenses involving amounts between $1,000 and $20,000 in a lottery ticket scheme that used stolen credit card information. Smith received a sentence of 24 months probation and 330 days in jail, with credit for 6 days already served. He was also ordered to pay $12,777 in restitution. The case, which took place in Huron County, Michigan, involves Smith and an accomplice using stolen card numbers to buy more than $7,000 in lottery tickets, some of which were redeemed at stores in Bad Axe, Kalamazoo, and Battle Creek. And Huron County jury convicted Russell Alexander Coppa, 77, of fourth-degree child abuse following an incident at the Bad Axe Walmart where he placed floor cleaner in a three-year-old child's mouth and on the child's face. Security video and witness testimony confirmed that Coppa opened a bottle of Murphy's concentrated cleaning product, dipped his finger in it, and then made contact with the child's mouth and facial area as the child shopped with family. A Walmart employee witnessed the act and notified police. Coppa denied the allegations, claiming he was only implying the act, but was found guilty after the jury reviewed evidence. He was acquitted of a separate count of witness intimidation related to his subsequent verbal encounter with the reporting employee. At sentencing, Coppa received a 30-day jail sentence with credit for 1 day served. When the sentence was announced, he said he was innocent and he declared he would not go to jail and resisted cooperating with deputies before being taken into custody. And a Genesee County jury has convicted Terrence Joseph Haywood, 38, of first-degree premeditated murder for the stabbing death of 34-year-old Cole Campbell in Flint Township. Authorities say Haywood killed Campbell with a machete between February 1st and 2nd of 2022, following a series of troubling incidents and odd statements about receiving messages to harm his roommate. Campbell's body was later discovered at a Mitson Boulevard residence, with an autopsy confirming he died from multiple sharp force injuries and consistent with machete wounds. Prosecutor David Layton described the case as highly unusual and credited Flint Township Police for their work. Haywood is scheduled for sentencing on October 27th, facing life in prison without parole. And getting back to the Huron County Halloween trick-or-treating schedules, all are on Friday, October 31st. Bad Axe is from 5:30 to 7 p.m., Bayport, Caseville, and Fairhaven are from 5 to 7 p.m. Harbor Beach is from 4:30 to 6 p.m. Kindy is from 5:30 to 7 p.m. Pigeon from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. Port Austin from 5 to 7 p.m. Port Hope from 5 to 7:30 p.m. Sebewing from 5 to 7 p.m. Ubley from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. And we come back after this M3 Wireless sponsor message. We'll get to our national and international news.
As the leaves start to fall, your internet bill should too. This fall, stay connected with fast, reliable service from M3 Wireless. New customers can get the 75 megabit package for just $50 a month, and existing customers can upgrade for the same price. That means smooth streaming, online gaming, HDTV, and remote work, all happening at the same time without interruptions. M3 Wireless also offers plans starting at just $40 a month for qualified buyers, giving you flexible options that fit your monthly budget. As the days get shorter and the temperature drops, you'll be spending more time indoors, watching football, streaming your favorite shows, or working from home. Make sure your internet can handle it all. M3 Wireless proudly serves homes and businesses across Bay, Huron, Lapeer, Saginaw, Sanilac, St. Clair, and Tuscola counties with the speed and pricing you deserve. Call 989-269-2306 or visit m3isp.com to get started. M3 Wireless, your best choice for internet connectivity in Eastern Michigan.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and looking at our national news, U.S. auto sales rebounded sharply in October, with manufacturers citing improved supply chains for the surge. Demand for electric vehicles remains strong, outpacing expectations in several states. Industry executives hope the trend will continue through the year's end. Dealers are reporting high customer traffic and faster turnaround on special orders. Automakers caution that inflation may affect future growth. Analysts say incentives contributed to the latest upswing. And in international news, European Union legislatures are debating new standards for artificial intelligence and online privacy. Proposed rules aim to protect individual rights and set safer practices for industry use. Lawmakers say consensus is growing among member nations. Upcoming votes in Brussels may shape future tech policies worldwide. Several technology firms are working with governments to provide input. Public hearings are scheduled for later this year. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, my name is John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by M3 Wireless, your best choice for internet service in the Thumb of Michigan, with low-income plans, price as low as $40 a month. For more information, go to m3isp.com.